Chesam and Aleph, there are a few things that, halacha things. First of all, bracha you make on a chacham. Chachmi Yisrael. So, the Gemara seems to say that, what's it called? Okay, we said, what's it called? There's a few different opinions. Whether you say Asher Cholak, Asher Nosan, or the Gemara has a girsa that you say Asher Cholak by a Jew, Talmud Chacham, and Asher Nosan by a Goy who's a Chacham Chachmei Umas HaOlam. The Rambam has a girsa on all of them, Shenosan Mechachmaso, and the Meiri has a girsa on all of them, Shecholak. The Shulchan Aruch, Taka says, like the girsa of Ar Gemara. The Gedr V'Chacham, so by a Yisrael it means a Chacham B'Chachmas HaTorah, and by Umos HaOlam B'Chachmas HaTeva. So it doesn't really depend on Goyim or Yidin, it depends what kind of Chachma. It's Chachma of Torah, the Smak says. Then you make the bracha Asher Cholak, and that's only by Jews. And Chachma, the Chachma Sateva, in other words, natural sciences, somebody who's an extra special Chacham, so whether he's a Jew or a Goy, you make the bracha of Asher Nosan Michachmasa. Some say, and therefore, if the Goy is a Chacham in his religion, not in natural sciences, you don't make any bracha. And others hold that even if the Goy is a Chacham in Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach, not Avodah Zarah, obviously, you make a bracha on him too. Even if he's not a Chacham in Chachmei HaTeva, but he's a Chacham in Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach, he knows their halachas, then you make that bracha also, Asher Nosan Mechachmosel Abasav Adam. The Orach HaShulchan says, since we don't know what the shear of Chachma, how big a Chacham you have to be to make this bracha, says the minig is not to make the bracha b'shem u'malchus. That's what the Orach HaShulchan says. The Chesed La'alofim says that b'zman hazeh ain't tamud Chacham b'zman hazeh for many halachas, for this one also, and therefore you should make the bracha without shem u'malchus. And the Ben Ish Chai also says the same thing. You shouldn't make this bracha on anyone b'zman hazeh b'shem u'malchus. The Chayadam, however, says that you do make the bracha b'shem u'malchus. He brings a raya from the tour. The tour says there's no one today that you can make the bracha chacham harazim, where it says that in place of 600,000 Jews, there's one Jew that's very, very great, like almost 600,000, you can make it on him too. On that, the tour says, we don't have anybody today like that. You don't make that bracha today on one person. Mashma, though, the bracha on a regular Talmud chacham, we do have today. So the Chayyadim says that if somebody's known to be a Gadol Hador, whatever, somebody extra special, you can make the bracha with Shem U'Malchus even today. But most of the poskim hold, including the Orach HaShulchan, that Bisman Hazeh, you don't make this bracha with Shem U'Malchus, because we're not clear how much of a Chacham you have to be to make the bracha. And why the difference between Asher Cholak and Asher Nosan? Right, so the Abu Dram says, Cholak means the Rabban Shem apportions it out, because it depends on the person's chus. Torah you don't get unless you deserve it. So therefore, the Rabban Shem can lengthen it or shorten it according to his will, according to the person's chus. But Chochma Sateva doesn't depend on his chus. So the Rabban Shem gives it without any limitations. Okay, we said already the Levush. Levush says, Asher Cholak is because in Torah you can only have a chelek. In other wisdoms, you can have the whole thing. But in Torah, you only have a portion. Okay. Malchei Yisrael. Bracha on kings. So first of all, there's a shaila whether Malchei Yisrael, if you have a king who is a Jew, whether, what's it called, you make a bracha if he's a Rasha. The Rashash holds that even Rishoyim, that they rule because of their ancestors, so you make a bracha, Asher Cholak Mikvodo Li'areyot. The Yofa Lelev says impossible to make such a bracha on a Rasha because you can't say you're Li'areyov, and there's no other bracha, right, no other nusach of the bracha. So on a king who's a Rasha, you don't make a bracha. Who is considered a king? So first of all, the Radvaz and the Shabura Paskins like that doesn't have to be Davka king. But any ruler that has the power of life and death, right, and nobody else can stop him, right, that's the person you make a bracha on. And some people say, therefore, a president can pardon criminals, so he has the power of life, he doesn't have the power of death. He can't on his own ever decree death on anybody, and therefore most poskim hold you don't make a bracha on the president, make a bracha only on kings who have the power to kill or to reprieve people without anybody else having a day. There's a shita that Rav Avadya Yosef brings down. You only make this bracha if the king is wearing his royal clothing. That doesn't mean that if he's only wearing his royal clothing. It means that you can see he's the king. He's not stopped walking around in a regular suit, and he doesn't have his advisors around him, whatever. But if the king is obviously acting like a king, and he's not wearing it, the king doesn't wear any special clothes, or he wears a business suit, but he has his whole pamalia around him, or whatever. So what he means to say is, it's only when you can see him as a king, right? But if he looks like everybody else, and there's nothing special about him at that moment, you don't make a bracha. The Gemara says that Rav Sheshis was a summa, Shaila, whether he should make the bracha or not. The Mogen Avram holds a summa, what's it called, does make a bracha, right? Because the bracha is not on seeing the king, it's on sensing that the king is there. And the Eliyarabba says, no, Rav Sheshis did not make a bracha, like we said yesterday, on the king. He just gave the king a bracha, but not that he made this bracha. The Ein Yaakov, however, has a different gears in the Gemara that says that Rav Sheshis made the bracha on the king, not he gave the bracha to the king. And the Prima Gaon Mishnah say, if a person wasn't blind from birth, then he makes the bracha with Shemu Malchus. If he was blind from birth, then it's better, because it's a suffix, not to make the bracha with Shemu Malchus, to make it without Shemu Malchus. And the Birkei Yosef says, even if you don't see the king himself, right? Since if a blind man can make the bracha, you don't have to see the king. You just have to be aware of his Malchus. So if you see the king in his royal plane, or his royal boat, or whatever, you make the bracha there too. You don't see the king, but you see the Malchus. And the Prima Gaon says, what's it called? In that kind, not the Kafachayim is cholik, and he says that a summa, even if a summa makes the bracha, it's only because other people can see the king. But if nobody sees the king, you just see the plane go by, or you see his boat go by, or whatever, then you don't make a bracha. Okay? Okay, let's go on. Top of Nun Chesom Adesh. Vaitan Rabbanan, Haroe Bote Yisrael B'Yeshuvan, Omer Boruch Matzid Gvul Amona. If you see Bote Yisrael B'Yeshuvan, Rashi says, Kigom B'Yishu B'Yesheni. Mashmah, this bracha you only make if there's a Beis HaMikdash. Otherwise, the Bote are not B'Yeshuvan. As long as the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, then that's not called Yishuv. So this bracha, according to Rashi, is only made when there's a Beis HaMikdash and in Eretz Yisrael. And only after Churban Bayis Rishon, says the Marsha, because until then we weren't called an Almana. Only when we went into Galus the first time, we were like an Almana. So after that, when we came back from Galus into Bayis Sheni, then you can make a bracha, Baruch Matziv Gvul Almana. The Rabbanu Shlom returned the Gvul of Almana, because we were an Almana Bayis Rishon, after the Churban, and now we're Matziv Gvul. But if there's no Beis HaMikdash, and before Churban Bayis Rishon, this bracha never was made. The Churbanan, if you see Bate Yisrael destroyed, Omer Baruch Dayin Ha'emes. You make a bracha Dayin Ha'emes. Bate Ovde Kochavim B'Yeshuvam. If you see Goyish homes built up, Omer Beis Geyim Yisach Hashem. Right? The Rabbanu Shel Olam should wipe away the houses of the haughty. The Churbanan, and when they're destroyed, Omer Kel Nekamos Hashem, Kel Nekamos Sophia. Ulav Rav Chizda Haviko Azli Be'urcha. Ula and Rav Chizda were walking together. Ki matu apisko devei Rav Chana bar Chaniloi, noged Rav Chizda ve'esnach. When they passed by the home of Rav Chana bar Chaniloi, Rav Chizda gave out a sigh. Omer le Ula ameko misnachas, why are you sighing? Omer Rav anocha shoveres chatzigufa shel adam. A sigh breaks half a person's body. It's not a healthy thing to sigh. Shenemer v'yato ben adam he onech b'shivron masnayim. Right, give a sigh, right, with your breaking of your hips. Mashma, half your body is, from the hips down is affected by your, or from the hips up, half of the body is affected by your side. Rabbi Yochanan Omer, af kol gufo shel adam. It affects a person's whole body when you sigh. Shenemar v'hoye ki yomru elecho amata nenach v'amarta el shmua ki bo v'nimas kol lev. And the heart is the foundation of everything. It affects your entire body. Sighing. Omer le hechi lo esnach. How can I not sigh? Deisha d'havi bo shisin afyisa v'yemoma. V'shisin afyosa b'lelya. A home that used to have 60 bakers in the daytime and 60 at night. And Mutosis says a lot of times the number 60 is Lavdavka, it's just a Lashon of Ribui. There's a lot of bakers in that house in the daytime and a lot of bakers at night. They used to hire cooks. And they used to cook for anybody who needed. The house was always available for people to come and eat. And Rav Chana bar Chaniloi never took his hand out of his pocket. There may be an oni who deserves tzedakah, an oni bar tovim, an oni who is from good yichus, deserves the money, will come. Until I put my hand into my pocket, or until I put my hand into my wallet, he'll be embarrassed, right? Because he has good yichus. He's not an oni who's not ashamed. In other words, the idea over here, the yichus is that he's ashamed from the fact that he has to go collecting, right? And he's going to be ashamed. But until I go get my wallet, or I put my hand into my pocket, he's going to be ashamed, right? I won't be able to give him any money. So this way I'm ready right away in case he comes. The Alma, right? There were four entrances to the house, to the four directions. The Cholda Havi Ayil Kofin Nofik Hisavin. Anybody who came hungry went out full. The Havi Shodi Lechiti Vesari Vishne Batsoris Avroi. Right? And they used to throw wheat and barley outside the house in a time of famine. Right, the whole mandik sifa milsa the mishkel be a mama also vishvaka b'leila. Anybody who was embarrassed in a famine, even people who normally were rich were affected. So they're embarrassed to come and take tzedakah, take food. So he used to throw it outside. That anybody who was embarrassed to come in the daytime would come and take it at night. Hashta nofal betola. Right now I see that this house has fallen into a heap, to a ruin. Right, v'lo esnach, I shouldn't sigh. So from the time the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, there was a gzera on the houses of tzaddikim, they should be destroyed. As the Pasuk says, and many houses will be for desolation, and great houses will be without people occupying them. So, v'omer Rabbi Yochanan, and the future, just like the Rebbe Shlomo will rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, he'll make sure these houses are rebuilt too. And that didn't satisfy Rav Ula. No, Rav Chisda. Didn't satisfy Rav Chisda. Right. Lamaisa, he still felt bad. It's just as bad as you feel, so there was a special gzera made, still something to feel bad about. Omer le, dayu le'evet shekarabo. No, Lamaisa, once the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu's house is destroyed, tzaddikim shouldn't be any better. Mimele, you shouldn't be misavel on this more than you're misavel on Churban Beis HaMikdash. And Churban Beis HaMikdash, the Marsha says, is an Avela Yeshana. It's an old Avela, so you don't sigh, right, terrible every time you pass the Churban Beis HaMikdash. Once a year, we're misabel on an Avela Yeshana. But it's not something that brings you to heartache and sighing. Same thing by the houses of Tzaddikim shouldn't be worse than Churban Beis HaMikdash. If you're not sighing and get heartache over Churban Beis HaMikdash constantly, then you shouldn't get sighing and heartache over the destruction of houses of tzaddikim, even though that's the present and the Beis HaMikdash was the past. That's how the Marsha explains why this, set him at ease and the first thing not. Rashi. Baruch Matzav Kul Amona, Kigon B'Yishu B'Yisheni. When did this bracha apply? Bayishu Bayashem. Right? When there was a Beis HaMikdash and the houses were rebuilt, he made this bracha. And we just learned now, explains it. because when there is no Beis HaMikdash, the houses are, there's a gzera, they should be destroyed. So you can't make a bracha, yachsid gvul almana, even if the houses are built, they're not really built because there's a churban Beis HaMikdash. You find also that the Ibn Ezra holds that negoy batim only applied in Eretz Yisrael in the time of the Beis HaMikdash. Because once there's a Beis HaMikdash, the other houses also have chashivas in Eretz Yisrael. But when there's no Beis HaMikdash, the houses don't have that chashivas anymore. Okay, amai komis nachas, why are you sighing? Nofel ebetolish, nofel v'notz the tail. The house fell into a heap. Dayo le'evin shekarabo, shari Beis HaMikdash chariv, shu Beis HaShalakadosh Baruch Hu. Beis HaMikdash is the Rebbeinu's house, it's destroyed, and we're not misabel with sighing and heartache over that, except once a year, because it's an aveil yishon. Father Rabban, haroa kivre Yisrael, person sees Jewish graves. Omer Baruch Hashem Yotzer Eschem B'din, V'zon Eschem B'din, V'chilkel Eschem B'din, V'osaf Eschem B'din, V'osid L'hamkim Chem B'din. Okay, we have a little bit different girsa. What's it called? Baruch Hashem Yotzer Eschem B'din, the Rabban Hashem created you B'din, V'zon Eschem B'din, V'zon V'chilkel Eschem B'din, V'heimis Eschem B'din, I think that's our girsa. V'osid L'hachzir L'chayos Chem B'din. That's the girsa that we have. The Marsha asks, what's the chilkel eschem bedin? What does it mean? The Rabban Shalom gives you kalkola bedin. Ilchora, what's it called? Hazanis olam kulo betuvo. Bechein bechesed of arachami. Kalkola comes bechesed. So he says, no, but it really means a person's parnasa is given him bedin on Rosh Hashanah. How much you're going to make? So that's what it means, the chilkel eschem bedin. The Rabban Shalom decided on Rosh Hashanah how much you're going to make for the whole year. Marbere Dravina Messiah Mishmed Rav Nachman, the Yodea Mispar Kulchem, and some say Bedin, who Osid Lach Yoshem, the Kaim Eschem, Baruch Machaya Mason. That's the bracha we make when you go to a cemetery if you haven't been there for 30 days. And some say that if they added a new grave, what's it called, even if you've been there in 30 days, but now it's a new cemetery, it's a new grave there, you make the bracha even less than 30 days. So most cemeteries today, they add graves every day. So even if you haven't been there for 30 days, some have the minig of making the bracha every time they go, whether it's 30 days or not. If you don't go to a different cemetery, you also make the bracha if it's in within 30 days. You haven't been at that cemetery. And some don't have the minig of making the bracha if new graves are added, only if you haven't been at the cemetery for 30 days. B'shem Malchus. The bracha is usually in the cemetery when you come in. It's engraved there. Kivrei Ovdei Chochovim, you see, Goyish graves, Omer, Bosha Imchem, the pasuk we said yesterday. And some don't say that bracha today because that was when the Goyish graves didn't have Avodah Zorah on it. Today, Goyish graves have crosses on them. So it's not a proper thing to say a pasuk, you're giving chashivas to the Avodah Zorah, even though you're saying a pasuk that's a negative pasuk. Omer Yishu Ben Levi, Haroes Chadeiru Lachar Shloshim Yom, person sees his friend. Tulsa says, Dafka, a friend who is extra special to you, right, and you're happy to see him. But Stam, some friend you're not extra happy to see, you don't make this bracha. We'll see when we get to the halacha part, other opinions. Oh, so if you haven't seen him for 30 days, Omer Baruch Shechiyon of the Kimon of the Gyan Lazman Azel. Acher Yud Beis Cholish, you haven't seen him for 12 months, Omer Baruch Mechaya Mason. Omer Rav, Ein Hames Mishtakach Min Halev, El Acher Shnei Masar Chodesh. Mace is not forgotten from the heart till after 12 months. Shenemar nishkachachti kemeis milev ha'yisi kechli oved. Just like a kli oved, right? After 12 months, we assume a person is meyayish, right? He gave up hope on the kli. So too, a person doesn't give up hope on the mace till after 12 months. And that doesn't mean he forgets him, because you don't forget your aveda either. It means that for all practical purposes, you don't have him in your heart anymore. It's only an intellectual remembrance, not such a painful emotional remembrance. Just like if you've lost something, right, for 12 months, you're not miyayish because you're emotionally attached to it. After 12 months, you're miyayish and you remember it intellectually, but you're not emotionally attached anymore. Rav Papa, Rav Huna, Bered Rav Yeshua, Havi Ka'azli Ba'urcha. Rav Papa and Rav Huna, Bered Yeshua were traveling together. Pagu Bei, Berav Chanina, Bered Rav Ika. So they met on the way, Rabbi Chanina Bered Rav Ika. Omru Lei Bahadi, the Chazinach, Burkhina Noach Tarte. We see you're going to make two brachas on you. Baruch Asher Cholak Me Chochmas L'Yireyav. First of all, you're a big Talmud Chacham, so we're going to make the bracha Asher Cholak Me Chochmas L'Yireyav. The Shechianu, we haven't seen you for 30 days, so you make a bracha Shechianu. Amar Lohu, Anon Nomi, Kivin de Chazisinchu, Chashvesinchu Alai Kishisim Ribum Beis Yisrael, Uberchino Alai Chatalta. I'm seeing you, I'm going to make three brachas on you. Hanach Tarti, the two you made on me, Baruch Chacham HaRozim, you are considered to me like 600,000 Jews. So I'm going to make the bracha Chacham HaRozim on you. Amrulei Chachimas Kulehai. What's it called? You're so smart, right? To understand that we, in other words, the idea is like this. What was his big Chachma? His Chachma was to recognize in them that they were on the Madrega of 600,000 Jews. That they had within them the understanding of how to understand all 600,000. Just like Yoshua. So he said, wow, you consider yourself such a chacham that you can be mavchin in our chachma to that point. Right? So he gave him an ayin hara. Yovu be'inayu v'shochiv. And he died because of this ayin hara. Amar Rav Shuban Levi. So that was the end of that. It was the end of him. The Rashi. Kichli oved, ustam kli l'achar yud beis chodesh, mishtakach min halev, diyush bailum l'achar yud beis chodesh, perik elu metzias. We can assume that if something's been lost for 12 months, the person's been miyayish already. Mishamotza kli, o shum metzia, chayv l'achar, sholosh regolim. Yashti machar is three regolim. Vimnimtza achar asukis, tzorech l'hamtinu l'achar, z'a pesach v'atzeres v'chag, d'haino yud beis chodesh, v'shuv ain't tzorech l'achar. And only 12 months, not more. Asher cholak v'shechiyonu, t'lachar shloshim yom havu. It was after 30 days, I hadn't seen him. Mechach mosul yireyev, kirav chanina, dechachim tvei. Okay, right here. Okay, Bate Yisrael, we said already only that Yishu Bayesheni. The Rith has a gears over here making a bracha on Jewish houses is only on a base Knesset. He had a different gears in the Gemara. Bate Knesio Shel Yisrael. And by Goyim, obviously it's not on, what's it called, it's not on houses where you live, but it's not also not on a base Avodah Zorah, because we had another bracha you make on Avodah Zorah. So it's talking about meeting places of Goyim, courts, places where they meet. Amphitheaters or whatever, then it's a special bracha, but not on Goyish homes. The Rambam holds that it's what's it called, the houses of rich Jews, right? And house of rich Jews, and that's what's it called? And Dafka, the Kesef Mishnah says, in Eretz Israel, and Dafka and the Zman of Beis HaMikdash. You don't make this bracha not in Eretz Yisrael, even Bisman HaMikdash, and even in Eretz Yisrael, if it's not Bisman HaMikdash. Okay, Tosfos holds, like we said, that you only make a bracha on somebody you haven't seen for 30 days if he's special to you and you're really happy to see him. And the Rambam holds that you make a bracha on anybody. Anybody you haven't seen for 30 days, you know him, you haven't seen him for 30 days, you make a bracha, right? The Mishnah Berurah Paskim is based on this, that if you have a girl, right, you haven't seen her for 30 days, obviously. You make a bracha shechiyonu when you see her the first time. Right, by a boy, we'll learn later, is a special bracha tova meitiv. A girl, there's no special bracha. The Shabbos says no worse than having somebody that you're happy to see after 30 days that you haven't seen for 30 days. First time you see her, you make a bracha. Okay, let's go on. Omer b'shuban levi, haroes habakonim, omer baruch mashana habrios. Rashi says, Bakonim is people that have freckles. I think that's what it is. Lintelus l'kadoshim. Person has extras, all full of freckles. So you make a bracha, Mishana Habrios. That the Rabbanu Shalom makes, what's it called, strange creations. But it's talking where it's not regular freckles. It's talking strange where the guy is... What?
Strange or
various. Mishana Habrios. Now he makes changes in the Bria. Right. So it's strange things, changes, not the normal thing. Meisve, roes hakushi, you see a real black, what's it called, guy. There's hagichor. A gichor is a guy who's red, okay, very red, extra red, like an Indian. There's halavkon. A lavkon is a guy who's an albino, extra white. So all of these are similar. Just like an albino is extra white, you have an extra red, extra black, okay? Not the the run-of-the-mill Schwarze, right? Real Schwarze, right? A real red Indian, right? A real white albino. There's a kapach. Kapach is a guy who has an extra large stomach, okay? And he looks like, almost like he's a square, because he's so fat, okay? His face also sticks out. Really ugly looking, what are these old sumo wrestlers? That's something like that, I guess. There's Hananas, or a midget, okay? There's Hadarnikus. A Darnikus is somebody who, Rashi says he's a Rudas. I think that also means not sure what it is. And or somebody whose mouth is all crooked, his face is all distorted. So Omer Baruch Mishana Sabrias. You make a Baruch Mishana Sabrias. Now obviously if you see, what? Obviously you shouldn't make it in front of them. Right, could you stand still? I'd like to make a bracha on you, or whatever. Right, see a midget walking by, you can make the bracha without having to hurt their feelings. Okay. Esakiteya, if you see a person whose legs were cut off. The Esasuma, a person who's blind. The Esuye Harosh. Psuye Harosh is that all his hair is stuck together. Like these punk people, but it's natural. Right, it's naturally unnatural, and not that he put stuff in his hair. There's a cheger, right? A cheger is a crippled person. Okay, no, Rashi's kiteas, his hands are cut off, and cheger is where his legs are cut off. There's a mukashrin, person is full of leprosy. There's a bahakonim, and the people with freckles.
Leprosy or pimples?
What mukashrin? Shrin is leprosy. Shrin is leprosy. I don't know. The ba'akonim is where you have, I guess, pimples or freckles or whatever. Omer bar dayin ha'emes. On them you make a dayin ha'emes, but not mishana abrius. So the chora we said before on these people you make a mishana abrius, not dayin ha'emes. Or zelokasha. Homi me'imo ha'baser di'yolid. If it's from it's congenital, he was born with it, then you make a mishana abrius because the rabbanu shel made him different. But it's after he was born, then it's a tzara that he had, so that can make him a dayin ha'emes. Deka nami diktani dumyut kiteya. Just like a person whose legs were cut off, he obviously had legs to begin with, they were just cut off. So on that, you make a dayin ha'emes. The first one, you make mishana abrius, what?
Was that something uncurable?
Not uncurable, it's where it was congenital. If the person was born like that, so that's not a dayin ha'emes, that's mishana abrius. The person was born health normal. And then something happened, that's a dayin ha'emes. Shmamino, Tan Rabbanan, Haroe Peel. You see an elephant, kof, or a monkey, the kofuf. Kofuf is some kind of thing that looks like a monkey with a long tail. Omer Baruch Mishana Sabrias. They're strange looking creatures, you make a Mishana Sabrias. Roa Brios Tovos, the Ilanos Tovos. If you see nice looking brios and nice trees, Omer Baruch Shekachalo Biolama. Rashi. Baruch, well, let's go back and see what these things. Bahakonim Lintailus Kadoshim. Let's see what the Targum says on all these things. Somebody has an English Gemara? What they say in the art scroll, what they are? Okay, nobody has an English art scroll? Or the Hebrew? What they say they are?
It doesn't say so much.
Doesn't say? Zomerflecken. Yeah, that's Zomerflecken is what's it called? This is freckles. Freckles. But it has to be real bad freckles. The what's it called? That's Bakonim. Gelbiche Leinzefregme Flecken, okay. Baharos, okay. Gichar Adam Harbe, Rotte, red. Dranikus is Rudish. Ein Warziger. Ein Durchwarzen. Farunstalter. Isham and Nugabi Abelis. Guy has a lot of warts. Okay. Tuye Rosh, where the guy is, what's it called? All his hair is stuck together. Filze un eindere Virden. He says in Poland they used to have this thing. It's called Belosh in Polish, Weichseltsoth. I don't know. It's like a bird that has, what's it called? A kof kofuf, he says, is a vulture, a gyre. Gayer. I don't know. I thought it was an owl. It also looks crazy. Vulture. Okay. Rashi, weiter. Okay. Kushi. Shachar harbe, really black. Gichor odom harbe. Lavkan loven yosem midai. Kapach beten godel mitoch ovion nireis komoso mikupachas. Because he's so wide, he looks like he's short. Loshen acher, kapach oruch harbe. He's very, very tall. Hu partzufo shomut, and his face is what's it called, is like drawn out. Hu bolate, and it sticks out. The mechuver harbe. He looks really ugly. Hadarnikus rudis. Loshen acher piv okum. His mouth is crooked. Tsuye rosh, saro kinamta, right, his hair is all stuck together. Kol saro dovuk zebezeh. Omer brachman shanas abrios, the me'imon hava. These were congenital. These happened from the time they were born. Kiteya, shiniktu yodav. His hands were cut off. Hocho hu de kiteya mashman de yodayim. Here it has to mean, normally kiteya means his legs are cut off. But here it can't mean that because it says also cheger, which means his legs were cut off. So it has to be his hands. Mishum diktani tarte, kiteya v'cheger, aval hecha diktani kiteya l'chud, mashum d'raglayim. Normal kiteya is legs cut off, but here it has to mean hands cut off. Kidesnan ha-kiteya yotze v'kav shalo, the Gemara in Shabbos, a kiteya, a guy who has no legs, can go with his peg leg. Hecha d'israelei boser d'isioilid, l'acher sh'nolid nolid bo, omer barach dayin ho'emes. Dumya d'kiteya, the kiteya boser d'isioilid, a person didn't have his legs cut off, he didn't have legs to begin with. Kofuf of shikorin vulture. The Eishlo Listos L'chayayim Ko'odam. It has, what's it called, jaws like a human being. I think some people say it's an owl. But vulture sounds like a vulture.
We should make this bracha every time we go to the zoo?
Lachor, if you see these things, that's only when you don't see them often. But if you see them constantly, then you don't make this bracha. I don't know how often people. I think people are used to seeing these kind of things. Let's see 1 second. Okay, the Dayin Ha'emes on a Balmum. The Ravid says you only make this bracha if you're really mitztayer for the person. Not just time you see a guy like that, it doesn't bother you that much. You don't know who he is or whatever. It has to be somebody that you really, you know, like, and it bothers you tremendously that he's a Balmum. The Meiri says even if you're not mitztayer, right? You're making the bracha on the Shinui, not on the Tsar. Okay, and the Avudram says you can make it on a goy, right? Even a Jew, you aren't mitztayer on a goy being a balmum, but still you make the bracha on the shinui. The Bach makes a chiluk like this. He says mishana habriyos even if you're not mitztayer, because then it's on the shinui. But dayin ha'emes is only if you're mitztayer. The ones you make a dayin ha'emes is only if it bothers you, really hurts you, then you make a dayin ha'emes. But on the ones that it's just a difference, where you don't make a dayin ha'emes, you make mishana habriyos, then even if it doesn't bother you, the Shulchan Aruch brings down both opinions, and the Mishnah Brura, according to the Gross, says that even on a Jew, according to the Ravid, you don't make the bracha unless it really bothers you, and that's takad halacha. You only make these brachas if it's really, really bothers you. Okay, just like the Shechiyonu. Okay. What's it called? The Marsha says an interesting thing. He says you make this bracha mechay hamesim. Right? If you didn't see a person for 12 months. He says the reason is because a Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur passed over and the guy could have been dead and he was Zoche L'chai. Mashman from him that if you have a Ibur Yor, you don't make the bracha until 13 months because a Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur didn't pass over. So that has nothing to do with the 12 months of making Mechai Mason. It has to do with a Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur have passed by. So it's Mashman that an Ibur Yor, you don't say the bracha if Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur hasn't passed by again. I hear, no, it could be you need both. You need 12 months and the Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Mestam, if you had some contact or you wrote letters, they say, what's it called also? That's not considered. No, you haven't had any contact with the person. You have contact, Mestam, you don't make the bracha.